It was an unbelievable moment, you know. I had no idea that when I recorded it, it would be as huge as it was, and is still. You know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. How did you come to sing that song?
Well, I was approached by Rick Finch and Harry Wayne Casey. They had recorded this track, and it was too high for Casey to sing. By the way, Casey, I'm speaking of Rick Finch now, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah.
And Rick came to me and said, "Joey, we cut this track, but it's too high for Casey to sing. I think your voice would be wonderful because what you did on the Queen of Clubs, we know you can sing the song." So I listened to the track and I said, "Okay, yeah, sure, no problem." And they gave me the track. I went, took the track home, and I asked my mother and sisters and her girlfriends, "How would you like a man to sing to them?" And they told me, you know, very sweet and gentle and soft and loving. So I said, "Okay, that's me anyway."
And that came at a fairly crucial moment in your life, didn't it? Because I understand you were going back to college if that hadn't taken off.
Yeah, I was going to junior college at the time in my hometown, and I was singing during the on the weekends, you know, just doing the top 40 stuff, you know, with bands and clubs all over South Florida. So just making ends meet, and then this is how it happened. And so I went back in the studio a week with the song "Rock Your Baby," and I did it in one take.
Gosh. And singing for you started at a very young age, didn't it?
Oh yes, I started singing when I was about 6, 7 years old, when my grandmother forced me to get up and sing a Christmas song. And it was "Silent Night," and I got a standing ovation, and it scared the hell out of me because people stood up. So I ran and jumped in my grandmother's lap. Said, "What's going on, Mom? What's going on?" They said, "Love you, they love you. You know, go sing another one, sing another one." Then I did "Oh Holy Night." So that was the start of it.
Didn't you form your own singing group, the Jivin' Jets? Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Jivin' Jets, we was doing, first I had a group in elementary school called Step Brothers. And we was imitating Sammy Davis Jr. and artists like that at the time, and singing all the old 50s songs then, because it was back in the 50s, Melody or more, you know. And so that was in junior high school. And then I went to high school. I joined another group called the Jivin' Jets. And that's where I performed with them. I was in actually the 7th grade until I graduated from high school in 12th grade. And we was well known in the whole, you know, young people, well known in the neighborhood. And we've done a lot of talent shows. And our first pay we got was between five guys was $7.
Goodness. Rocky Baby, I suppose, was in danger of putting other hits into the shade. I Can't Leave You Alone. It's Been So Long. Of course, they were big hits for you as well, weren't
Oh, y'all, those, oh, unbelievable. There was massive here in the UK. I had really had a wonderful time coming here performing those songs, and they still live on today.
You were really a pioneer, weren't you? You were pioneering the soul disco sound, which really took off after that.
Oh yeah, started the disco. "Rocky Baby" was the first disco song. You know, I mean, they labeled it disco, but it was actually pop soul, R&B at the time. And then they was dancing to it a lot, and all the ladies and everyone was dancing to it. So, and the DJs were playing it, and they saw that this record drew people on the dance floor.
Yeah, I was one of those. You always guaranteed to get a full dance floor when you played George McRae, "Rock Your Baby." Everybody got up and danced to that, and still
You
do.
better believe it, yes.
And timeless, as you said, George, earlier on, it's still one that people instantly know when it comes on the radio.
Yes, you still know this song, and it's going to always be.
Tell us what you're doing over here at the moment.
I'm over here now to promote my new album, Love.
Just
And
say that word again.
Love.
You just sum it up, don't you? The new
yes.
album, Love, and the new single from that. So what went into that? Tell us a bit about the album.
Well, the album, it's a collaboration of me and my producer. And I was writing songs about all my experiences in my life. It's always been about love. And from my ups and downs about it, and my happiness, and my rebirth of love. And we came up with a name because they started calling me the World Ambassador of Love. So I took on that name.
Why did you get that label, do you think? Just through your music?
Just through my music, because all the stories and my fans, and you know, I always talk to my fans after a concert, and they would tell me stories And that's one of the reason why, and, you know, it was all about love, you know. Say I had my first experience with a girl because of Rock Your Baby. But one of my best experiences was I had a fan. Mm-hmm. She came to me and said, "You the cause of me having my son." And I looked at her, I say, "Lady, I don't even know you." I started thinking. I say, no, that's impossible. She say, "Oh, no. Because of Rock Your Baby, I conceived my son." I said, "Oh, woman, don't scare me like that."